welcome once again to Postmodern Cowboys.
Yes.
We've been talking about the presidential election on occasion. It is a topic of conversation. It's in the ether. It's in the space. But it often distracts us of some of the... Talking about the future distracts us of the beautiful things we have in the present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the present. I meant to say
and
the president.
But
the theme for this episode is the president. Our beloved Barack Obama.
So, you know, newsflash, we're four people in the Bay Area that are young, so...
So we like the guy.
Yeah.
Represent the 15 to 26-year-old white male demographic that is heavily invested in the internet.
That's who you've become now?
I have the popular opinions of anyone that goes on Reddit, save for the people that take it too far and post about the Donald.
It's interesting.
You know who you are.
It's interesting you bring that up, because another topic that Michelle posited that we haven't gotten to yet is the idea of how white guys are now into butts. So maybe within this conversation we can, you know, reach around. Yeah. Let's see how we get there. So
welcome, guys, to the butt episode once again.
Yeah. The Obama and butt part two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to Obama in his very last correspondence dinner speech that he gave. Mm-hmm. And he was just so funny. You know, making fun of everyone, you know, including himself. And it occurred to me that this is the last time he's going to do this, you know? And that for 8 years we've had this really smart, personable, funny, charismatic person in the White House. And we've kind of taken him for granted until, you know, this madness of this election.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there's really nothing, except for the Constitution. But other than that, there's really nothing stopping him from running. And again, you know, there was an article that said if he were to run, he would win again.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
He's more popular than Hillary Clinton. He's more popular than Bernie Sanders. Mm. I mean, he's obviously more popular than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He would win a third term, and there's really nothing stopping him but, you know, this little thing
called the law.
Yeah, exactly. Which was made... So that amendment to the Constitution was made because FDR, you know, had to win four terms, and the Republicans got mad, and so they basically passed this amendment, and just to spite FDR, you know, and so there's really no like legal reason for that existing, except that, you know, it's just a political thing. So
interesting,
Thomas Dewey.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. So yeah, other than that. He would totally win, and he really does deserve to. I mean, he really has turned it around, you know?
Do you think... What has changed most in his presidency? Do you think...
The iPhone.
He changed... do you think he changed something, or that something culturally shifted?
The iPhone.
Good. I mean, so the economy...
I'm thinking about that.
Right. What?
I was thinking, like, more like the divisiveness of Obama. Like, I feel that's more of like an environmental thing, like Fox News.
Right. Like he said in his own speech, like 8 years ago, I said I wanted to change the tone of our politics. Mm-hmm. In retrospect, I probably should have been more specific. Because he has, in fact, changed the tone, right? Mm-hmm. But it's become a more divisive. And I think it's, you know, electing the first black president, I think brought a lot of things to the surface of. Mm. Of America, you know?
Yeah.
And it really, I don't know, the racist states, you know who you are.
Kansas.
Exactly.
We saw your budget.
Yeah, we saw you.
We saw your budget.
Budget for education.
Yeah. I think it did bring up something in them, you know, this idea that, oh my God, for the first time in 200 and something years, the guy at the top doesn't look like us, you know,
right.
And he's not one of us. And they spent so much money and time and effort. Like, he's not American. He's not American. He's not a Christian. He's not this. He's not. And it's basically all saying the same thing. You don't look like me anymore, you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm used to them looking like me.
Yeah.
And
it's like Hamilton on Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
2016 Hamilton is 2008 Obama.
That's very true. Ooh. That's very true in a way.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna miss him. I'm gonna miss him. And he's a young guy. He's relatively young. He doesn't look very young anymore. But he is very young.
Yeah. But he has aged gracefully.
Yes, compared to Brosher.
Yeah.
Like, that's what made me think about Bernie Sanders. This is fresh face, Bernie.
He's gonna turn to Gandalf.
It's inevitable. Like, president, like being president, you're gonna have like stress levels on high all the time. Yeah. 4 years of that.
I mean, imagine if Donald Trump was like that now. Yeah, he's gonna look horrible.
Does he turn another shade of color?
Like, I feel like Donald Trump is one of those people. Like, I feel like if he actually did become president, chances are he would just like drop out. Like, just
be he would stop.
Like, he would just be like, I've had it with you guys.
Yeah, that's true.
This is too much. I thought it was just gonna be like I'm the dictator, but it's like I'm a nut. How does this work?
There was a comedian, Gerard Carmichael. He was talking about the different candidates, and he said, like, I feel Bernie Sanders is going to be the first one to embarrass the country with, like, old man shit. Like, he's going to be caught having a nuclear deal with Iran with a mustard stain on his shirt.
I saw that.
And Donald Trump's going to throw the old card at Hillary, but he's a little older than she is, so that's going to backfire.
But I like what you're talking about, how, like, this isn't us anymore.
Yeah.
What other ways has that, like, made itself known in, like, the culture that has grown around Obama?
There's the other side of the coin where, you know, he's always going to have the black community. Mm-hmm. He's always going to have the Hispanic community.
Or the white people who like him because he is black and because they're cultured for...
Once you go Obama.
Yeah. Apparently we can't go back, so there's that.
But, like...
Exoticization?
Yes.
Nice, I butchered that.
I don't know, because there's been this popular anti-immigration rhetoric that surfaced right towards the end of the term. And again, it's all this obstructionist opposition to Obama.
But that opposition is always very contradictory, right? Because, I mean, you have a guy like Trump, but he's married to, like, an immigrant, right? Mm-hmm. And or like Jeb Bush. So you have a guy like Jeb Bush, and he's married to a Mexican lady, you know? Mm-hmm. And... I mean, bigotry has always been contradictory like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, you know, back in the day they hated black people, but, you know, they were fine having them raise their kids, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And the same way today, like, we hate illegals, but we'll hire them to do our garden, or, you know, they'll hire them.
Very true, I don't have a garden, so. Very true.
You know what I mean?
I mean...
No, they're okay with them there.
Yeah, yeah.
But once you try to be like us, it's like, no. How dare you
have them there? Yeah, or, like, characterizing... like black women either like big lips or big butts but then and like demonizing them for that but then liking those characteristics and like white girl or like
which is why I think the Kardashians are a thing because they have black features but they're Armenian and so they're kind of pastel like white you know and so all of a sudden we're allowed to well at least America is allowed to like butts without liking black people as well. You know?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
There's some crazy
things. I think that's why, like, what was it, when Kingdom Style was really popular? Like, it's like, okay, like, you think, like, that's really catchy and stuff like that, but you still think, like, we're, like, there's so many issues, like, as in, like, we've been more exposed, but I feel like, as Asian Americans, like, there's still some things that we go through that, like, no other race ever goes through. Like, What black guy would ever have a white guy come up to him and be like, "No, where are you really from?" Like, buddy, you wanna die?
Yeah.
Chugle? Is that?
Oh yeah, Chugle. Yeah.
That's Korean for "Do you wanna die?"
Yeah, but like, they're just
how do you
so...
know that?
A lot of people told me that in junior high. Well, not like told me, but I heard.
Oh, wow.
No, I mean like it was a common thing. It was a common thing for like
God.
Like Kyle. Like they'd mostly be like Korean immigrant students saying that to each other. And then just to everyone else because it became their thing.
Right.
But anyways.
But yeah. Okay. You know, like, yeah. So, like, I feel it. Like, it's, like, it's like, sometimes you want to suck out all the good parts of a culture.
Mm.
But then it's like you don't even acknowledge that that part is beautiful.
Mm.
You just steal it.
That's always happened.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
true.
So a lot of people would say, well, I don't know. That's what America is, right? America itself doesn't have a culture,
mm-hmm.
right? And so American culture is borrowing from everyone else, right? We got pizza from the Italians. We got hot dogs from the...
Postmodern flattening of space.
Yeah, exactly. That's what America is.
Surface
tradition. We got hot dogs from the Germans. We got hamburgers from the Germans. You know, everything that makes America is not American.
Yeah.
There was this...
Go ahead.
There was this... one of my instructors, he was racist, but then he was...
cool about it?
Really literal. Like, he had really, like, moments where it was like, wow, that was very...
Profound.
Smart. Yeah, mm-hmm. it was like he would have moments. And so in one of those moments, he said that he's from Bulgaria.
Mm.
So he's, like, saying that one of the reasons why Americans are so, like, anti-gay or, like, anti... like, you know, like, just anything that's, like, radical, mm-hmm. like, remotely even, like, just a little
mm-hmm.
controversial, inclusive. They're, like, knocking it down and, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, very racist. But it's, like, a lot of it had to do with the way the country was built on, like, this, like, from this get-go, we were always trying to find an identity for ourselves. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, I think, like, because that's our root, like, the people here are so eager to mm-hmm. identify and profile
mm-hmm.
somebody and, like, profile, like everyone mm-hmm. needs to know, like, what everyone else is, like, mm-hmm. in America. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like when you go to Europe or when you go to somewhere else, it's, mm-hmm. like, kind of, like, chill. Like, you know, it's, like, mm-hmm. like, whatever. Like.
You're not part of European history when you go to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
In America, mm-hmm. you're part of American history.
Well, I think for the most part it's true. Like people that, and a lot of people like romanticize the founding of America with the Puritans. But like, even the Southern colonies, like they came over because there was nothing left for them in England.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and
debtors, right?
Yeah, they were debtors. They were second born, right? People, you know, like people who really were looking for who they were. Mm-hmm. You know, and they weren't, they didn't fit in with English society, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of it is this inferiority complex, you know, like we define ourselves by what we aren't, you know?
Mm. Right.
I think that's something very American, right?
It's kind of like how sweet things are bad for you, right? So like evolutionarily, like we are attracted to sweet things because typically those are nutritious things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like
mangoes and pineapples.
Yeah. But our situation has changed faster than we can evolve. And mm-hmm. so now we just like sweet things for the taste and it no longer means nutritious. And so, mm-hmm. it'll maybe in like a million years, candy will be disgusting to us. Mm-hmm. But like this kind of desire to categorize things is almost like mm-hmm. very like atavistic and just
yeah.
is in our nature to relate to someone or to relate against someone.
Mm-hmm.
But our situation has changed and we're surrounded by people who don't look like us.
Yeah. And early,
we don't know how to handle it.
I think a big mm-hmm. thing about Obama mm-hmm. is what does it say about where we're going after the president?
That's true. That's mm-hmm. a very, that actually fills me with fear because part of the reason we elected Obama was in reaction to Bush, right?
Right.
So if Bush wouldn't have been Bush, I don't think Obama would have seemed as reasonable, as calm, as refreshing, right? And so when we elected someone completely the opposite of Bush, and the world noticed. The world gave us a Nobel Prize, guys, you know? Sure, they gave it to Obama, but, like, it was for us. Right?
Hey,
like,
you didn't mess up this time.
Yeah, yeah, we voted for him, you know, so it was us. So we all got one, guys.
Did you really vote
for him? Right, I didn't because I was 17. But anyways, you know,
yeah.
I campaigned for him when I was 17. But,
it's closest thing we have.
Yeah, I called Nevada. That was me campaigning.
And hello, Nevada. Is this Nevada?
Yeah, hello, please get me Nevada, please. It went blue, so it must, you know, work. happened.
Okay, call him again.
Okay, no, exactly.
Thanks, Nevada.
yeah, and it's gonna come to like several, like 7 states, like it always does, and Nevada's one of them. But if it makes perfect sense if they elect Trump, you know, after Obama, because, I mean, Hillary's probably gonna win very, very, like a small margin, but if she loses, it wouldn't like surprise me that much, you know?
Yeah.
Because of course it wouldn't be good, but that's how the American people are, you know? Mm. We elect, we right crave now. Change. And no matter, you know, if the change is a good change or a bad change, we change things, you know? Mm-hmm. And logically, yeah, Trump, a person like Trump is due, you know? I know.
Really?
I know. I mean, you know, all he has to do is win 5 states and he's in. You
the
know?
Idea of the dialectic.
Yeah.
Basically, you know, you get exactly. the opposites and exactly. eventually you get closer to exactly. this middle
exactly.
ground.
But exactly.
Trump is also the president. It's funny, we're talking about Trump now. None of the former Republican presidents have endorsed him. And they've
that's
got
true.
On record to say
that's
they're not going to go to the convention.
But, you know? But you know, the Republican Party died a long time ago. Yeah. That's probably even better for him. The Republicans don't, you know, the base doesn't care that the establishment is not getting behind him. Mm-hmm. He's going to need the establishment, but the base doesn't care. Mm-hmm. And Democrats don't care, right? So it makes him look like an outsider, which makes him look even, you know, more of a change, right? But I don't think we'll do it. I don't think we'll eventually Hillary will come in and Hillary will be, you know, kind of like a sort of semi-third.
We have, like, celebrity presidents.
Ronald Reagan?
Do you think people like the volatility of Trump? Like how we were talking about earlier, how it's Cinco de Mayo right now as we're recording this, and we are... And he posted this thing, like, the best tostadas are at Trump...
No, the best Taco Bowls.
Taco Bowls.
Yeah, it was a Taco
are at
Bowl.
Trump Towers. I love Hispanics.
Mm-hmm.
Like that
Did
volatility
really
of
write that?
That's mm-hmm. his Facebook.
That has like no
just Twitter.
Flow. Like
just Twitter,
it's not
yeah,
even
I know.
Like let me jab in no. every single thing to promote myself.
Yeah, I know.
So is know. That change? Is that something that people like or people hate? I mean, it's funny.
Well, it's not Obama, is it?
It's not Obama,
it's
but
not
it
Obama.
Is butts. Right?
Yeah, it's basically. So we have 8 years of this very rational professorial dude. It's for me in my mind, sure, America wants, you know, blah 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 blah, you know?
Yeah.
Sure.
And we
you
have
know?
This guy who's as old as your grandpa
yeah.
dating someone as old as your sister.
You know, we got 8 years of let me be clear.
But, okay.
yeah.
You know, and so
it's such a regal voice.
Yeah, yeah.
What if he doesn't become president?
He probably who, no, Trump? No.
No,
yeah.
no. But like think about it. Uh-huh. When he loses.
Yeah.
Well, like, what happens to him? Like, he's gonna get ruined. Like,
that's
he
true.
Literally just, like,
no,
probably
he won't get
just
ruined. He's more famous now than he was before.
That's true.
Yeah.
But it's like, you literally
where do we
just
go
kinda,
from here?
Like, ruined your brand. Like,
no, he strengthened it.
The thing is, he's not a politician. So, usually when politicians lose a presidential race, it's the end of their political career, right? Like, you can't really. I mean, some
you can't
people
recover from that.
Some people will bounce back. Like John McCain, you know, he's still a senator. He's doing his thing, but like you know, like John Kerry kind of bounced back. But like Al Gore never like really. Well, he did, but like not in politics. Not in politics.
Yeah,
like he's not. You know.
A
yeah, he did. He won a Nobel Prize. Sure, sure. But I mean,
wow.
you know.
Oh, you just
but,
debunked that.
I don't know why they gave. He made a movie. Congratulations. Here you go. Here's the movie. You know, but it's usually the end of a political career, you
right.
know? And Donald Trump doesn't have a political career to end,
right.
you know? So he really, I don't know. I don't know if he was smart about this. I don't know. I don't know if this makes him a genius secretly.
The prequel to his next reality
like maybe
TV show.
Maybe all along he didn't even want to win.
I honestly
win,
think he never did. He never thought he was going to get this far.
Yeah.
He never thought he was going to get this far.
Yeah.
He was in a field of 16 people. Like, there was no way he thought he was going to get this far, but now he is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's a little scared at this point. He's like, what? We can do this? had, but
for sure.
Yeah.
So we're coming up at our time. Nah. Unfortunately, we were never able to reach around.
No. Nah.
But maybe that's the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Trump is a butt.
Yeah, he is a butt. He's America's butt hole.
So thanks for joining us at Postmodern Cowboys. You can email us at postmoderncowboys@gmail.com.
Promise we'll get funnier in the next one.
Promise. Yes. Just stick around, guys.
Yeah, we promise.
One more.
Yeah.
We got a big announcement coming up, too.
Let us know in the comments, you know. Yeah. So, apparently you like this because we're going to keep on doing it.
So I'm Brian.
I want to say I'm Matt this whole time.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking. And the longer I think, I think. Uh-huh. Well, Michelle's in the car.
Yeah. What happened? Anyways, he's Matt. I'm Anthony.
I'm Michelle.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Dun, dun, dun,
I miss you.
Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, dude. I'm getting tired.
Oh, me too.
Can we
let's push.
No, we need to do one. We need to do this
last one. Matt, can we do it on your computer?